All right, so we shouldn't have any audio issues this week.
Why do you say that?
Because I've moved everything over to the new machine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm using something designed specifically to record Skype calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully everything is fine.
Well, let's find out.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing on this rainy, well, rainy for me, Easter Sunday?
I'm doing swell. I rolled back the rock. I'm here.
You have risen?
I have risen.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Did you see your shadow? Is it six more weeks of winter? Is that how this works?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's how it works.
Okay.
Yes.
As I used to call it, Zombie Jesus Day.
Yes.
I don't call it that anymore since I'm not really on Facebook, so. But I had an experience, John, I thought of you.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Wasn't anything bad?
You always say that. And then?
Well, no, I didn't do anything personally.
Okay.
So we took the kid to a Easter egg hunt. This past Friday.
Uh-huh.
Because as you do on Good Friday, you go to an Easter egg hunt. As you mix the mythologies of everything.
Sure.
But the difference was this was a flashlight Easter egg hunt.
You mean it was in the dark?
So it didn't happen until 8 o'clock when it was dark.
Uh-huh.
It was $5 to get in, and it was in West Ashley, the West Ashley section of Charleston, which is kind of like all the artsy people and all the, there's some lower class parts of West Ashley, but it's that kind of area. So $5 at this baseball field. There's two baseball fields. One is for the little kids. One is for the bigger kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the cross section that showed up was fascinating.
Really?
So you had people that had driven some way like us who had heard about it and said, oh, that might be kind of cool. And then you had, like, the locals.
Okay.
Who felt like they paid their $5 and they deserved everything that was there.
Oh.
So besides the Easter egg hunt, there was pictures with the Easter bunny. There was little stations set up where you go and you try to throw rings around, like, the bottles. And even if you lost, you won candy. It was like a carnival atmosphere, I guess.
Okay.
Giving out balloons. There was a concession stand. And concession stand prices, like for popcorn, it was $1. So it wasn't anything too expensive. So I'm waiting at the concession stand because I ordered nachos. And then they were like, oh, the nachos won't be ready for like 10 minutes. So I was like, that's fine. I'll stand here and I'll wait.
Okay.
And one of the things that they were selling was these little, like, flashing necklaces. Easter bunny, little chick. Like, you've seen them. You've been to a theme park. You know what they look like. Well, because of the four idiots that were behind the concession stand wasn't paying attention to the necklace display, little kids would just come up and take them. And it was like, hey, you can't just... And they would just run away. So, like, they weren't watching them. I didn't really feel it was my job to police them.
Right.
But when they came back over, me and this other woman were like, hey, they just took your necklaces. And the girl looked down and looked back at us and, like, shrugged her shoulders and went, eh, whatever. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, I wouldn't want my kid to be stealing shit.
Right.
Like, just because... they may be a different color than you, and you may not want the hassle of their parents coming over. Like, it doesn't, like, justify them stealing shit.
What color were they? Purple?
Well, sure. They just were a different color.
Okay.
And here in South Carolina, there is a... How do I put this gently? There is an air amongst a certain population that they're owed something. There is very much a... you owe me, you don't know what I've been through type of attitude. So,
right.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Nachos, 20 minutes later, we're not ready. So I was just like, give me my goddamn money back. I'm not sitting here waiting for friggin' nachos for this.
Okay.
I got a egg hunt to go to. So, so the egg hunt is actually behind the concession stand. And they have herded all of these people into what essentially is like a holding area. And instead of opening the gates and having just the kids go in and go around the perimeter of the baseball field like you normally would do, and then you yell, okay, go, and all the kids run for the eggs.
Right.
They opened the gates and said, kids only. Well, that didn't stop any of the adults from running on the field to help their kids.
Oh, Jesus.
So now it's in the dark, and it's this free-for-all of kids with flashlights. I'm standing by the gate where I'm supposed to be, and all of a sudden I realize I don't know where my kid is anymore.
Okay.
It's in the dark. I have no clue where she's gone to, and there's 5 minutes of panic of like, anybody could just pick her up and like walk out with her. And I like, because I'm looking elsewhere, I'm not paying attention to like what's in front of me. So I was like, oh, this sucks. But like all the parents, all the entitled parents were just like, we're getting on that field and we're getting as many eggs as we can.
Right.
And it was like, oh, okay. So I finally found her and we finally got off the field. And she only was able to grab like 5 eggs. So then she's upset about that. And it's like, oh, what a lovely fucking Easter thing this is.
Okay.
So fortunately, her little friend showed up too. So she had somebody to hang out with. But it was a nightmare. But, you know, it's all that thing of we can't tell anybody what to do. Like we told you that parents weren't allowed on the field, but we're not going to enforce it.
Right.
And I was just like, whatever, man. So I was like, do I run out there? Do I start going to look for my kid? Do I start picking up eggs on the way? And then I was like, no, I'll just stand here and hope the kid comes back.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. Fortunately, we found her. Everything's good. But yeah.
Wow.
But that was my Easter story.
It's kind of sad.
It's not sad.
It's not sad?
No.
Paid a buck an egg. Is it worth it? A couple stale jelly beans?
There were no, like there wasn't just like jelly beans in them. It was like little wrapped like Butterfingers and, you know, things that don't go bad unless they were from last year, which they could have been. I mean, right? Who knows? She found a bracelet, you know. If you found a golden egg, then you got a larger golden egg on
with an order of nachos
probably on like a pedestal thing saying that like you won. It was like a big egg trophy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I don't know, it is what it is.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that people suck.
They do.
Once again,
they do. Because it's all about them. Like, I was getting out of the way for little kids. I didn't want to be in their way. Like,
right.
But not every parent feels that way. Every parent feels like, I paid $5 to get in here, so my kid's going to get as many eggs as they possibly can.
Yeah.
Like, you've been in those theme parks. You know what it's like to have people push past you because their kid deserves to be there? You know that feeling.
I do know that feeling on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I don't know. But that was my Friday night.
And then what?
And then we went to eat at a very famous Charleston landmark.
The slave market?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we went to eat at a place called the Early Bird Cafe.
Oh.
Which has been on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And anytime like those kinds of shows come, they always go there because they supposedly have the best chicken and waffles.
Oh.
Like on the Eastern Seaboard. I don't know. I had a hamburger. But I mean, it's like this little hole in the wall place. It like all the walls are covered with like local art.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you want to pay like a shitload of money, you can buy a piece that's
of chicken
or art, whatever.
Okay.
Some art is of chicken. So you may like want to buy art that is chicken. I don't know.
Okay.
Some of it's good. Some of it's not. Some of it's very MegaCon Artist Alley. Some of it's very cool.
Okay.
But all the cool shit's really overpriced, so.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
I know. Whatever. You'd make a killing with your art there.
Oh, right.
People would look and be like, holy shit, we have to buy that.
Yeah. And then be like smearing it with like maple syrup and stuff and getting fingerprints all over the crap. Screw them.
Okay, fine. Don't make any money off of it.
There.
See if I fucking care. I'm you just don't. Trying to help, man.
I know you don't. You don't. You don't care.
Yes, I do.
No.
All right, so the other thing is I went and I saw a little movie that came out this past weekend.
Is it as bad as everyone says?
So I went to see Batman versus Superman on Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
I really want to like this movie.
Yeah.
I really want DC to do well.
Not happening.
Zack Snyder is not a good filmmaker.
Really?
Okay. When left to his own devices, he is not good. 300 was good because he had some really good producers. Sucker Punch was terrible. Watchmen was okay, but not rewatchable. Man of Steel was really good because he had Chris Nolan on set saying, well, maybe you should do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
This was him left to his own devices. And it was DC trying to get a bunch of shit accomplished in one film. And without giving too much away, there's really five movies within this one.
Okay.
So you have a straight up sequel to Man of Steel.
Yep.
You have a straight up Batman origin story. You have Batman versus Superman. You have a Justice League setup film.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Lex Luthor setup film.
Oh, okay.
They don't give enough time to any of them. And after the first 7 minutes, which is basically a recap of Man of Steel from a different perspective, it is a hodgepodge of scenes that cut back and forth to each other. And the motivation for everything that happens in the film feels really forced. Like there's a turning point in the film where Batman decides he's going to help Superman instead of fight against him.
Mm-hmm.
And the rationale, the dialogue, the motivation, all of it for what makes the turn is ridiculous.
Why would they be fighting each other to begin with?
Because Batman feels that Superman is a threat. It's very heavy-handed in the beginning of why he feels this way. In this film, Gotham is across the harbor from Metropolis. So when the big ship shows up in Man of Steel and starts leveling Metropolis, Bruce Wayne takes a helicopter ride over because he has buildings and property in Metropolis. Without really going into spoilers, that's why he hates them and feels like somebody needs to take care of this. You know, then something happens to where Superman has to go fight Batman, which is where the most of the fight happens.
Okay.
But even that rationale is flawed. And there are, I will say there are things that I really like about this movie. There are moments that shine. There are visual effects that are outstanding. There's something that happens where you see the inner turmoil of Superman,
mm-hmm.
where he's seeing both sides. He's like, he's trying to do good, but he also understands where people are coming from. You know, a major city was destroyed by him, and he understands that and he feels that. And there are things in it that are really, really good. And then there are things that just rip it down. And it's a shame. It's a shame that they tried to do too much with this. They shoehorn in almost every other member of the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you've seen with, like, Western Duster Batman,
uh-huh,
is pointless.
Okay.
There's no reason for it. They could have gone a completely different way at the end of this film. It'll be very interesting to see how they get themselves out of where the movie ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just a happy ending, oh, everything's fine type situation. There is some of that, but like the Justice League aspect of it is very, very forced. So, I mean, I'm kind of torn. I think there's a really good film in there. I just don't think that they were able to put it on screen.
Huh.
In the 2.5 hours that they had. And it feels every bit of 2.5 hours. Like, it's not one of those where it's like 2.5, but it felt like 1.5 hours. Like, it just flowed that well.
Mm-hmm.
This is a painful how much longer do we have type thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's very sad, because I was kind of looking forward to it, but now I guess I'll not waste my time.
I mean, I think you should probably see it.
On the big screen or Netflix?
Well, on the big screen. I mean, there are definitely aspects to this that you would get out of seeing it in a large format.
Okay.
Just don't be prepared. Like, don't have any big expectations, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Well, the problem that I see is that they've already started shooting Justice League, or they're about to.
Right.
So there is no chance to look at the flaws of this and hear what the critics are saying and change it for the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're kind of stuck. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Hmm.
But I think if this had been called Man of Steel 2,
right?
Shadow of the Bat or something, and had it be the fallout from Man of Steel, Lex Luthor be there to kind of set things in motion for the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And him be the big bad guy, I think it would have been a better film. But like, Batman is 3/4 of this thing. And,
wow.
And they don't really, they touch on his origin, but like, his motives are all missing. And it's a much more violent Batman than you've ever seen.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't follow the golden rule that all Batmans follow of not killing.
Right.
I mean, he's straight up just murdering people left and right.
Huh.
And sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's indirect, but like, there's a chase where the Batmobile shoots a line out to an enemy car and then proceeds to drag the car with them and go around corners and like shoot them into walls and then go around another corner and shoot them into another wall. Like, there's no, oh, I don't want to kill people. He straight up, like, get out of my way. I got some people to take care of.
Hmm.
Which is different. Yeah, which I don't necessarily hate, because a real world Batman would probably be like that. But it's like the people who had a problem with Man of Steel and all the death and all the things, like, oh, Superman killed. This is going to be even worse. I mean, everybody complained that Batman had a gun in the big shot where it was Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman.
Right.
And there's a reason he has a gun, and he doesn't mind using weaponry. It's just the way it is.
Bizarre that they went that way.
Well, I mean, no? it's a different universe than what you've seen before.
Right.
It's very much a different, like, you're going to see, like, Superman and Batman and be like, okay, that's a different take on what we've seen before. It's just the way that it goes. And again, it's DC trying to be different than Marvel.
Right.
You know, if they had done a bunch of solo films and led up to a Justice League movie, people would be like, oh, they just followed Marvel.
Yeah.
So I feel like they stepped out on a limb and said, well, no, we're going to be different. But, you know, it's a little too different at times.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's my non-spoilery review. Look, if you're a Batman fan, if you're a Superman fan, it's a big screen adventure. It's still fun, but it's not a film. It's a film that has problems. But what's on the screen at times is fun.
Okay.
It's Superman beating up, or Batman beating up guys. Come on.
So I guess we're looking for a much more violent DC universe than Marvel's. Because next up is Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's not going to be very lighthearted.
Well, see, they're calling it their version of Guardians of the Galaxy, which...
Bunch of misfits out on an adventure.
Yes. And, you know, they've already shown some stuff in the trailers. It's supposed to be lighthearted and you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to pull that off. Maybe that's the comedy thing. You know, it's got the Joker in it. It's got Harley.
But it's got Will Smith.
Well, and I know. And it's got Jai Courtney in it. And people keep trying to make him happen. And he's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think at this point, I'm most interested in Aquaman.
Really?
And that's like 2 years away. Yeah. Because he's kind of like the I don't know, the brunt of all the jokes of Justice League. So, you know, maybe this will give him some redemption, even though he's being played by Drago from Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, there's always a chance.
You're not looking forward to Wonder Woman?
I don't know. It looks like the 300 with women.
Yeah.
So, no, not really.
I mean, I will say, I will add to my review that I feel like Wonder Woman was vastly underused. She was another one that was kind of shoehorned in at the end.
Yeah.
And, like, she was peppered in throughout the rest of the movie, but, like, her time to shine is at the end, and she doesn't contribute a whole lot.
Right.
It was more of, like, we need to get the Trinity on screen before the Justice League happens so that you're interested in you're more interested in the solo film than anything else. So make of that what you will.
Okay.
But Go see it. Yeah, it's 2.5 hours, but say that you've seen it on the big screen.
Okay.
So. In contrast, last night I watched, have you seen The Big Short?
I have not. Yes.
So that was an Xbox. That was a Redbox rental for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a rent one, get one free type thing.
Yep.
So I knew that it was up for a bunch of awards. It's about the housing crash of 2008.
Yes.
And the information in it is kind of dry. And like at times it was like, why did they make a film about this? But they explain whenever they come up against something that not everybody would know about,
mm-hmm.
they break the fourth wall with somebody unexpected. So like they were trying to explain shorting of mortgages or something along those lines. So the voiceover guy says, and to explain what that means, here's Margot Robbie in a bathtub. And they cut to Margot Robbie drinking champagne in a bathtub, in a bubble bath, where she explains it all in very concise terms so that you know what they're talking about. And then she goes, I have more champagne to drink, so fuck off. And then it cuts back to the movie.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck? Okay. And then a little while later, they're in Vegas and they're trying to explain something. And they said, well, here's this Wall Street guy and Selena Gomez. And Selena Gomez and the Wall Street guy explain whatever they're talking about, and then they're gone. And they do that a shitload of times throughout this movie of like just breaking the fourth wall. And it was like, that's very clever. And that, like, it's exactly at the point when I, as an audience member, was like, well, what the hell's that mean? And like almost on cue, they were like, well, this is what this means. So like, that was very cool. But like, this is all based on a true story. And like, there are times when Steve Carell says something and then walks away and he walks past the character and the character turns the camera and said, I was there. That's actually the way it went down. Those were the words that came out of his mouth.
Hmm.
And it's like, wow. Okay. So it's interesting, and I can see why it was up for Oscars and like awards and shit.
Yeah.
But. So no, I mean, I liked it. I thought it was pretty well done.
Okay.
It was one of those things. It was like, well, okay, this is about like the housing, like the mortgage crash. So what am I going to get out of this? But it's very entertaining. It's got Brad Pitt in it. It's got Steve Carell in it. It's got Christian Bale in it. It's funny because the dude that Christian Bale is playing, I guess, likes heavy metal music.
Uh-huh.
So he'd be behind closed doors, like trying to work this problem out. And then he'd open the doors and you'd hear like blasting heavy metal music. He'd write something on a board and then he'd go back. And like, that's the gist of his character. And it's like, wow, okay.
Hmm.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
I think you'd like it.
It's in my Netflix queue.
Ah, see?
So, yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I also rented Steve Jobs, but I haven't watched that one yet.
I see no reason for that.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
You don't want to see Fassbender as Steve Jobs?
No.
I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Seth Rogen is as the Waz?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'll pass, but thanks.
Fine, be that way.
Hey, you know, I get better things to waste my time on.
Look, my idea is the world is going to shit around me. I'm just going to watch movies.
Okay, then.
This shit's blowing up at airports and parks. I'm just going to watch, like, make-believe. I feel it's better for me.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Who wants to watch the news?
Nobody.
See?
Nobody at all.
I don't know. I think it's a better thing.
It is. I will definitely say that it is.
Did you see the picture of David Letterman this week?
With the beard?
Yeah, that looks nothing like him.
Good for him.
I really, like, when I saw the picture, I was like, that's not him. It's like, come on, guys, that's not him. That doesn't, and then everybody's like, no, that's actually David Letterman. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, he's doing the Johnny Carson, the, you know, just laying low.
Yep. Were you saddened by this week's death?
What, Fife?
No, Gary Shandling.
Oh, not really.
Why?
I don't know. We weren't close anymore.
He's a comedic genius, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes.
Okay, if you insist.
I would like to know if they're going to fulfill his final wish.
Which was?
So he was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Seinfeld.
Yes.
And during his interview, they started talking about death. And he said that at his funeral, he wants a referee to come up to the casket and start counting to 10. And when he gets to 8, say, no, I got to throw this. He's not getting back up. I think that'd be very funny.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird. You know, it's not like rigging your body in the coffin so that when somebody kneels down in front of you, you'd like pop up and wave.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome. That's how I'm going to go.
I'm going to record things so that I can, like when you kneel down,
you'll
to say goodbye.
Things.
Yes. It's good to see you again.
I always hated you.
This is it for the last time.
Oh. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And then have a recorder left inside the coffin with knocking noises.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
I don't know. I watched Gary Shandling's show, and I watched some of the Larry Sanders stuff, and I thought he was, you know.
I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember it, you know?
No?
No.
I mean, he supposedly died of a massive heart attack out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But, like, if you watch the second Captain America movie,
mm-hmm.
where he played the congressman, he didn't look well. I mean, his face was so puffy in that movie.
Well, maybe that was the Botox.
Not possibly. I don't know. It seemed like maybe there was something going on.
I don't know. I mean, you know, sorry to see him go, but he didn't really leave that much of an impact on my life. That's all I'm saying. That's all I have to say.
Jeez, fine. Why you gotta be so hostile, John?
I'm not being hostile.
A great comedian has died. Show some respect.
Grace? Really? Grace?
You don't think that he ranks up there with other comedians?
For having 2 series?
Well, it just wasn't 2 series. It was all the other stuff that he did. He wrote on TV forever. He was like, before he became a performer, he wrote on all kinds of shit back in the 70s.
Yeah.
He was constantly apparently punching up stuff for like the Emmys and all that kind of stuff. Like they would call him and say, hey, can you do a pass on these jokes? Make them funnier. So he was well respected.
Eh. That's all I got to say. Eh.
Okay, fine.
He was no Robin Williams.
Okay, fine. If you say so.
I just did.
I know. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes?
I don't know.
You don't know? Not at all?
I already talked about all the stuff on my list, so.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? You're supposed to bring shit too, man.
I did. I brought my, yeah.
All right, let's talk about this then. by the time this comes out, there'll only be one episode left. But as of right now, there's two episodes of The Walking Dead left.
Uh-huh. And supposedly there was already a trailer for the finale that's been mysteriously pulled.
Yes, I actually watched it.
Oh, did you say? Okay.
Yes. Without giving anything away, there's a shot of Negan. There's a shot of the baseball bat.
Shot of a bloody hand with a set of rosary beads.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of that kind of stuff. You know, if... So last week, was it last week?
Uh-huh.
There was a death of a character on the show.
Wait, there was? Oh, yeah.
Yes. So if you didn't see it, and turn this off now because we're going to spoil that
and
episode.
If you didn't see it by now, you're not a fan, so it doesn't matter, okay? So Glenn is dead.
No, he's not. So Denise got killed. And in the comic books, it was supposed to be Abraham.
Yes.
So Abraham dies via an arrow through the eye. So they've gone and they've changed, as they have with many things in the series, people's expectations of who was going to die. So who do you think is going to die when they meet Negan?
Are you asking me, or is
yes.
this just... Okay, no. I don't know. Because in the comic book, it's Glenn.
Right.
And it's like, are they really going to kill off Glenn? Really?
A lot of people are saying that they think it's going to be Norman Reedus.
Okay.
They have set it up so that he's the guy that kills the gang on the motorcycles.
Right.
Denise makes it known that he was the one that fought off the Saviors and killed a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Dwight, who we met this past week with the half-burned face, has run away and will go back to Negan and say, hey, the dude with the crossbow, he's the guy that killed all your guys.
Okay.
So maybe he's the guy that they end up killing with the baseball bat. And at this point in the comic books, a whole bunch of people that are alive right now in the TV show are dead.
True.
So this could be anybody at this point. Because in the comic books, Carol's dead by now. Morgan is dead by now. Abraham would be dead. However, like, Dale is still alive, and Andrea is still alive by this point. So they've definitely gone sideways on a couple of these things.
Right.
So the fact that everybody assumes that it's going to be Glenn makes me think that they're not going to make it be Glenn. Because in the comic books, they actually killed off Judith, the baby.
Yeah.
In the raid by the governor, which they teased in the show by having the bloody baby carrier. But it ended up that Tyrese took her.
Do you think there are things that they just feel they can't show on TV?
Yes, I think killing babies
is one of those things.
Is one of those things. It was interesting that they killed the kid a couple of weeks ago and that they had the kid Walker.
Yeah.
Because that's something that they haven't shown.
Since Sophia.
Well, yeah, since Sophia. Sophia was the last kid that they kind of killed off. So you don't really see kid walkers a lot. You saw one in the very first episode. You saw Sophia. And that's pretty much it. So most of the time it's adults. Most of the time it's, you know, whoever. But, you know, this, coming up to this, they're going to kill somebody.
Right.
The question is who. And I think people would riot if it was Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
But also, I think it could be a chance for them to say, we don't bow to public pressure like nobody is safe. And,
yeah.
And really just kill like the favorite. It would be interesting. I don't know.
It's a tough call. It's a tough call at this point.
I don't know. I think, like I said, I think it would be very cool for them to just be like, nope. You know, everybody is expendable. In that teaser that they took down, there was a shot that they roll up on some of the Saviors guys and they have somebody on the ground that you can't see their face of.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like they're getting ready to kill.
Right.
And it doesn't really look like any one of the characters that we know. However, they are trying to negotiate for this person. So, I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't know. We'll see.
So we're still not going to see Negan until the very last episode of the season.
Probably not. I would think that this week is, and by the time this comes out, we'll know. The search for Carol.
Yep.
And then somebody's going to get caught and they're going to go looking for them. And that's when they run into Negan and somebody will die. I mean, I think it was clever that, you know, Scott Gimple was like, well, we never said he's going to be in the last episode. And to justify that, they did that thing where they said, you know, oh, we're all Negan.
Right.
And they showed the shots of, like, when they went to kill the Saviors where they had taken pictures of the people who they bashed the faces in of and they put it up on their walls.
Yep.
Just to make them, like, super creepy. And it was like, oh, okay, well, maybe they all are Negan, but no, there's actually a Negan. And he is coming. And he has a baseball bat with barbed wire wrapped around it.
Yep.
And he just likes to kill people for the fun of it.
Yeah.
So
regardless of who gets this,
yeah,
there's going to be huge emotional impact among the fans.
You think so?
I think so. I think regardless of who it is, if it's Daryl, if it's Carol, if it's Meryl, if it's... I mean, one theory says it's Michonne.
I don't really see that. I don't... Well...
No?
Well, they might... They might do Michonne simply because of her relationship with Rick now.
Yeah.
I could see them totally doing that. But I don't think... I don't know. I don't know if they'd get rid of her.
And apparently the finale is going to be a cliffhanger.
Oh.
So that'll be great.
So what that means is you'll see the bat come down but not see who it hits. It'll be, yes, Negan walking past all of them saying, one of you is about to die. And you'll see somebody get pushed to their knees and the baseball bat come down and then cut the black. I hope they don't do that. I mean, they're going to make it 90 minutes. Just fucking kill somebody off.
Right.
Man. That sucks.
Well, I don't know. It could take things in such a different direction that maybe they're kind of waiting to see what the response is. You know? It's like, oh, is it going to be just eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Or is there some reason behind this? Or...
I think they need to go DC and... during the summer have people vote for who dies, you know, like a real Jason Todd type thing.
Sure.
And then it turns out, like, you know, everybody votes for Rick, and then they have to kill Rick off.
Mmm.
That'd be a weird turn of events, wouldn't it?
That would.
And then they're like, yeah, nobody's safe, and you guys hated Rick.
Interesting concept.
Yeah.
Very interesting concept.
Look, DC did that with Jason Todd, and everybody overwhelmingly said kill him.
Yeah.
So, it's not unheard of.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to wait.
No.
Yes.
No, I want it now.
Well, you can't have it now, because it's too early.
Oh, I want it now.
Do you think Walking Dead should go the way of Netflix and just give you the entire 16 episodes at once? And
yes.
It's up to you?
Yes.
But then you have not only the seven-month hiatus, but then you have the entire time that the show would have been running with nothing running. Does that make sense?
Well, okay, here, how about this? How about they make it so... For an extra, like, so it's one of those things where on the website, they're going to run it for 16 weeks and do their normal thing. Mm-hmm. But if you want to pay $20 to watch the season all at once, you can.
Then you have to wait a year until you can see any new stuff.
But that's the same as all the Netflix stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
If I want to watch the next season of House of Cards and I run through the previous season... In 3 weeks, I'm still having to wait a year to get to it.
Well, what if they just say, screw it, and from now on, we're just going to film back to back to back to back to back to back to back until we run out of ideas?
Okay.
That it's not a 16-episode commitment. It's we're just going to keep filming, and the actors can't do anything else until we're done.
That would suck for the actors, but...
Screw them. Who cares? They're getting paid.
I guess if they're making it worth their while, then sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of filming stuff.
Yes.
A whole bunch of companies right now are pissed at Georgia.
Yes.
And
North Carolina's coming in second.
North Carolina's coming in second. So there's a bill that just got introduced in Georgia that will let businesses discriminate against gay and lesbian and transgender people based on religion or for religious reasons. And AMC, Disney, all the Disney's under companies, Marvel and all that kind of stuff, have basically said that they will pull out their productions unless this is downvoted or taken off the books or whatever.
Yep.
Which is saying something, because AMC is saying that they will move The Walking Dead out. And when you figure out all of the sets that they've built, all of the standing stuff that they have, it's an amazing proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney has said, you know, we'll take Guardians of the Galaxy 2 out mid-film.
Yep.
If it means that you guys are going to discriminate against any people. I think that's fascinating.
Fascinating that this happens in this day and age, or fascinating that people are actually willing to stand up for it?
That people are actually willing to stand up for it. It's a shame that we still in 2016 have to deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That not everybody is considered equal. That just because your ideas of love and marriage don't follow the religious side of people, that like just that fact that like we're living in a day and age where we should be more advanced than this.
Mm-hmm.
We should be saying, no, everybody's equal. Doesn't matter what color you are, what sexual orientation you are, whether you feel you're a man or a woman, you're a human being. Like the fact that we can't say that, the fact that we're talking about people who won't do their jobs because they don't believe in the same things that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking crazy. But now there are companies that are willing to stand up. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that there are companies that are willing to stand up and say, we're not going to stand for this.
Right.
Like, we've got millions of dollars invested in your state. And if you don't like this, if you're not willing to say, hey, discrimination is wrong across the board, we're pulling out our millions of dollars, and then what are you going to do?
Right.
And North Carolina is right behind them. Like, North Carolina introduced something too, and now Rob Reiner, who is not the person that I thought would stand up first for North Carolina.
Sure.
But he's basically said, look, I'm not going to do any more productions in North Carolina if you guys continue to do this. So it's an interesting thing. It'll be amazing to see if it actually happens. If that passes and then Disney's like, nope, move Guardians over to California or down to Florida or somewhere else.
Right.
You know, if The Walking Dead says we have an entire infrastructure here based on Atlanta and the surrounding areas, and we're just going to up and move, that's going to be amazing. Because they, like, built Hilltop, and they built, like they've got Alexandria as a real location.
Right.
So do they then go and build it somewhere else? That'd be crazy.
Well, maybe what they do is they burn all the sets to the ground for one episode, and then they can start somewhere totally new.
Maybe. Then they're completely off comic book. They're just like, nope, we're just going to... You're still going to have Negan. They're just going to be living in a different place.
Yep.
Which I'm sure the actors wouldn't mind. Because I'm sure the only reason that they're in Georgia is for tax breaks. I mean,
Oh, definitely.
Do you have Hulu?
I do not personally have Hulu.
No? Okay, so there's a TV show that they filmed... That's out right now, that they're actually releasing one a week, and it's 11/22/63, and okay. It's based on the book by Stephen King, and it's about a guy going back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination, and it's got James Franco in it and Chris Cooper and a bunch of other like fairly well known people. And it's this fascinating thing, and they shot it all in Canada with a couple of trips, I think, to Dallas, to like Dealey Plaza and like the actual locations. But like most of it's done in Ontario, and you would never know. Like everything, like, so like they could theoretically just pick up and move somewhere else. But that's another one. If you ever get Hulu, I think you should watch, because I think you'd like it. Even though it's James Franco, and I'm not a big James Franco fan, it's really well done.
Okay.
He's actually tolerable in it.
Which is rare.
I mean, it's not like, you know, Spider-Man or Pineapple Express or any of the other
anything else
that he does.
Right.
This is actually a really good series. And there's only going to be one series of this. They're not doing like a second season or whatever.
This is it. It's very limited, and then it's done.
Yes, it's 8 parts. And Hulu has done the thing where they're only releasing one a week. They're not binge. You can't binge watch it, which I thought was interesting, which I'm totally for. Like, if you want to release one a week in that way and not do any of the hiatuses or anything, I'd be totally down for that. But, you know, it's that thing where like, oh, there's a winter break and then there's a spring break and then we'll let you see the last 6 episodes.
Right.
Like, I'd even be willing to do that, like 16 episodes in a row of The Walking Dead that I could see one a week for 16 weeks. I would do that.
Instead of a little break in between? Yeah.
Instead of 16 episodes over, what, like 40 weeks or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Who wants to do that? I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Looks like the rain's coming for you, John.
Does it? Yeah. I don't see it.
Well.
I still see blue sky.
Well, maybe in a little while.
Okay.
There's some stuff off the coast that's making its way to you.
Oh, it'll take a while.
I don't know. What did you bring this week? Anything?
I brought a casserole.
Oh, can't talk about a casserole.
No, but it's yummy.
Is it? What kind is it?
It is. It's potatoes with cream cheese.
Potatoes?
And cornflakes. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Are you going to an Easter soiree?
Yes, later on.
Are you?
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Oh.
We'll see how the rain goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
Oh, that's it? Come on, man.
I'm looking. I'm trying. You took all my good stuff, you know, the kid and the Easter egg hunt.
Oh yeah, that was yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, it a very similar thing happened in California.
Oh really?
At the Pez factory or whatever it is, they had arranged for a Easter egg hunt, and they had three fields all sectioned off for different age kids, and then the asshole parents ruined it.
Oh.
Bastards.
Well, I'm glad it's just not South Carolina then.
No, parents are assholes everywhere. It's sad.
Well, not all parents.
No. A lot of them, though.
I don't think I'm an asshole.
Well.
thanks, I guess.
We'll see in 10 years when your kid's in therapy. See who she talks about the most.
Yeah, well. Did you see Hugh Jackman's a hero?
He is. He saved a kid and a father, I guess it was, drowning.
He saved his son and a bunch of other people from drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an actual superhero.
Yes. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. He deserves it. I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Is that it?
I don't know. Is it?
I guess.
It's kind of sad, huh?
I don't have anything else.
Oh.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, go to the YouTube page, watch all the videos, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
You know, if they just left that rock in front of the tomb, we'd be like Schrodinger's Jesus.